Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, March 13th, 2025. I'm your host, Donna Leland, and today it is just a delight to be able to get to know Kathy Bowman, and she is the director of the National Christian Choir. We play a lot of their music on the station, but also we even air their program, Psalm 95. Maybe you've been enjoying that for years. That comes Sunday nights at 9 p.m. here on WLUJ. Well, I'm excited to dive in and find out about how God designed the National Christian Choir, how he brought it all together to keep it going for 40 years. Thanks for coming on Mark and Friends, Kathy.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here. Thanks, Donna.
I mean, there's so much to know. One thing we know is we love, love, love your program. It fits so well with our format, and we're just hungry for great choir music and all those beautiful harmonies. So right off the bat, for everyone, we're just going to say thank you so much for doing that program.
Thank you. It's our pleasure, and it's just my personal joy to be able to do this. So,
how did you get started with the National Christian Choir?
Well, it's interesting. It was, I guess, the fall of 83, and I was a minister of music at a church here in the D.C. area. And I get a call from Harry Causey, who is the founder of the National Christian Choir. But there was no National Christian Choir at that time. A businessman from Northern Virginia he had heard the musical Exaltation, which is a scripture, song, experience, worship, and praise is the way it's sort of defined. And he had heard it in another city and wanted to bring it to D.C. So he rented Constitution Hall, hired an orchestra, and someone told him about Harry, that he knew about choirs. And so Harry realized before he got a choir together, he needed a pianist. So he called Sue Dodge, and I had done some playing for Sue in previous years. So she said, well, call Kathy. So he did, and I said, well, sure, I would love to do this. I had a choir of about 70, 80 people at the time there in the church I was at. So his idea was I would bring my choir, and he had a choir. He was working at a smaller Baptist church, and he brought his choir. And then we started radio advertising for people who wanted to be a part of a mass choir event in Constitution Hall that centered around praise and worship. Mm. So we didn't hold auditions. We just took names, and we all got together at a church in Fairfax for a first rehearsal. And the sound that came out that day and the feeling of camaraderie and just of connectedness between people from all denominations within the Christian realm. I mean, there were, you know, Catholics and Baptists and Pentecostals and liturgical types, Methodists, Presbyterians, the whole scheme. And yet, all of that was kind of left at the door because we centered on was a love of Christ and a desire to use our gifts to praise him. Mm. And so we did that performance of Exaltation with orchestra and soloists on January 28th of 1984. And really, we sort of knew after the first rehearsal that this was something that perhaps should go on past this date, and we talked about it after that performance, and we just decided that God was leading us. God was saying something. This needs to go on. Mm. And so we scheduled a couple of other events, and that was just the beginning of the National Christian Choir. And we did eventually start auditioning singers. We grandfathered in all of those that participated in that first event, but then we started auditioning singers, and we've been auditioning ever since. So right now we have about 150 auditioned voices that perform, and we had maybe between 150 and 200 in that first event in Constitution Hall. And so that's how we got started. We celebrated our 40th anniversary this last year in 2024. And actually, we had a big concert June 1st, celebrating our 40 years. And the businessman who called us came to the concert. And Harry was there, and I interviewed him, and it was just a wonderful.
40
It's been
years.
wonderful ever
That's
since 40
incredible.
years. Yeah.
Wow,
I
Kathy, what?
started out playing the piano for them, and then when Harry retired in 2011, the board asked me if I would continue because that's what I had done in my real life was as a church minister of music. So I built choirs in various churches.
Well, Kath, you've been so generous to give us some CDs that we're going to be able to give away at the end of the broadcast. But let's listen to a sample. Here is Be Thou My Vision, the National Christian Choir. We're enjoying the music and the ministry of the National Christian Choir and speaking with Kathy Bowman, who heads up that beautiful endeavor, which is going on for now 40-plus years. Now, we're older in our audience here on WLUJ, so that goes pretty fast, doesn't it?
Oh, it did. Yeah, it was. And it was kind of always a priority, not over my local church responsibilities, but as far as other activities that you choose to do, somehow the National Christian Choir in my life was always a priority of extracurricular activities that I was going to do. And it really became such a family, and anybody who's in the choir for longer than 5 minutes can really sense that we care about each other. Many have been in for maybe not the entire 40 years, but 30 plus at least, 35. It has become a family.
How much time is it taking? Now you're heading it up. What kind of a schedule do you have? What are some of the component parts that you need to make sure are in place in order to make this happen?
Well, we have, of course, weekly rehearsals during the school year, taking a little time off at Christmas and Easter so that our singers can participate in their church's holiday celebrations and be a part there. We never want to be at odds with our local churches. You know, we want to bless them and help them as much as we can. And so we have weekly rehearsals. I choose the music. We learn a set to do a recording. In fact, right now we've just begun learning music that we're going to record in May for a recording on gratitude. And we're real excited about that. So, but picking all of that music, and then we create our own in-house rehearsal CDs for that, or tracks if they want MP3s. And we're going to record an orchestra in Indianapolis. We've been doing that since probably the late 80s. We record with an orchestra in Indianapolis. And so we journey out there with our pianist and our electric bass player and use some very, very fine musicians from all over that area. And then we come back with the rough tracks and create the recording in May, and then that becomes our concert repertoire for the following season. So there's choosing all of that music, and then of course we have staff, and so it's making sure that our advertising, our social media, our website, all of those kinds of things that go with any organization takes time to oversee. But it's such a joy, and I love it so much, it doesn't seem like work. It really, I mean, when the board asked me about taking this job on, it was such a surprise. I never thought Harry would ever retire, and I thought, this is just what I love. I love these people. I love the music that we do. We've changed the music just slightly to update a little bit. But we're still mainstay of hymns and anthems. There's that. And then there's the radio broadcast, which I just love.
Yeah.
And I love to do that. Now, that is time consuming.
Tell us about that. I mean, I radio is my heart.
You know.
So I feel exactly like you as far as I don't work a day in my life. This is just a joy.
Yes.
But now, yes. Okay, so from what I'm hearing is you've got the recording. But then you also go on the road with the choir and do events?
We do. We do about 10 concerts a year in local churches throughout the Mid-Atlantic region. That takes us up through, like we're going to be in Allentown, near Allentown later this summer. We'll be in West Virginia. We've been in down in Southern Virginia. So those are what we call local concerts.
And then do you travel
anything that's about
further?
2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
And then once a year, we usually do a tour. Last year, we were in Tampa, Florida, and Brooksville, Florida, for a weekend, concerts on Saturday night and Sunday night. So it's about a four-day trip that all the singers pay for their way there. We all show up at the hotel, the choir hotel, and we do those performances. We thought we were going to be in Wisconsin this year. We were there about 10 years ago, and that did not work out. We were not able to put that together this year, but we have just had some. We've been in Michigan, and throughout the 40 years, we've been in California, Colorado. We do tend to go to Florida a lot, especially in the winter,
I would think
because
so,
somebody's got to do it. We do
oh,
that. We've
suffering.
been in Alabama, Ohio. I think they were in Indiana, Chicago. We've done a couple of tours to Chicago too,
Wonderful.
and we love the pizza out there. So.
Yes, absolutely, Illinois. We are known for the pizza. Now then, your part of the program we enjoy, Psalm 95. Tell us how you go about putting that together. So every time we listen to it, we can kind of see the background of what's going on with Kathy Bowman.
Well, I was thinking as I was getting ready for this interview, there are times when I can put a broadcast together and it just seems to all fall in place. And I can do that in about 3 or 4 hours. There are times when it's 2 days. I mean, and I'm when I talk about 2 days, that's like maybe 2 8-hour periods. I mean, it just seems like, and then I say, Lord, is this what you want? Are you sure? Yes, this is, I get the feeling. It's just that sometimes it takes a little more work to put the broadcast together. But I always have my ears open and my eyes open for themes that I think God wants me to address. And before I took over, the program wasn't really thematically oriented. It was more of, this is a song and then this is a scripture. And Harry may have shared some of his, thoughts around a theme, but we were primarily, it was primarily a musical program or scripture program. I sort of wanted it to be a thematic, so it had a point. So if somebody tuned in, they could know what I'm going to talk about and know what the music, how the music was going to reinforce whatever scriptures or whatever theme that I decided to use.
Thank you.
We just appreciate the time that you've spent with us today and just allowing us all this wonderful, wonderful music.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I just I thank God for every day that He gives me to be able to continue this ministry.
We've been enjoying the music and the ministry of the National Christian Choir and listening to Kathy Bowman share her heart. Hey, we've got some CDs to give away. If you'd like to give a call, 217-897-6333. Contact Great News Media. Leave a message on our answering machine and Karen will be getting back to you. Again, that number is 217-897-6333. Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends.